Well, Bryce Duskid, reporting at the 88th National FFA Convention and Expo, I have Lacey De Rojas right in front of us. She is the Proficiency Award winner of Small Animal Production and Care. Now, how did it feel to just be up on that stage and get that plaque?
It felt amazing. I nearly had tears rolling down my face whenever they said my name, so it was pretty awesome.
Tell us about your project.
I raise California market rabbits. I started showing when I was at a real young age. My family showed. My mom and dad actually met at a rabbit show. I've always shown, and then once I started high school, I wanted to have my own production, and so that's what happened. I began my own production in Californians, and I still showed throughout high school and helped a lot with exposure, getting my production started and selling to other people. I sell a lot to livestock exhibitors because in Texas, livestock shows are a huge deal. And I also sell to USDA buyers and just other breeders, and that's how my production has come to be.
Sounds like a pretty cool project. Now, talk about the time where you began to where you are now. Some of the lessons that you've been able to learn through this project.
I've been able to learn a lot of responsibility. Getting started in the beginning was a bit of a challenge. I had dealt with rabbits before, you know, showing them and everything, but really beginning my own production and being responsible for breeding and putting together genetics and feeding and taking care of diseases, diagnosing them, adjusting to climate changes, especially in Texas. I feel like I'm on the ball and I'm really excited. It's something that I love to do.
Let's talk about your future. Do you plan to continue being in the rabbit industry?
I do plan on maintaining my production and keeping it going as long as I can. But I also want to be a county extension agent, and I'm currently a student at Texas A&M. And hopefully, I can do the rabbit production as long as I can. But when I get my job, I also want to give back to the FFA and pursue some kind of job title in the FFA for Texas FFA.
What do I want to ask here? I just had a question in my head. Okay. Who do you want to thank for today's success?
I want to thank a huge thank to my dad. Without him, this would not be possible. He's helped me so much. Also, my mom, she's behind me 100%, you know, all the time. She's always there, pushes me to do my best, you know. Just make sure everything happens how it's supposed to happen, when it's supposed to happen. And my ag teachers, especially the one who is always by my side, Miss Salmon, both of my ag teachers, there's no way I would be anywhere near where I am today without them. So.
If you had to give some advice to an FFA member just starting their supervised agricultural experience, what would you share with them?
I would say that, you know, some people, they started and they think, oh, I can't do this production. I can't do this program, you know. I say keep pushing yourself because it'll start out, you know, maybe a little bit difficult, but it's a really awesome experience. And to have your own SAE program and the things that you'll learn from it, it's just amazing. And the qualities of, you know, responsibility, leadership, all those things, they're really awesome to have, so.
That was Lacey De Rojas. She is the award recipient in the animal production Small Animal Production and Care. That is, of course, sponsored by our good friends over at Tractor Supply Company. Reporting, I'm Bryce Duskett.